The ICMJ podcast, Chiller Room Secrets, has taken you on a journey through the meat industry via the careers and experiences of some of its most colourful and influential characters. My name is Amy McCosker, and throughout this series, I've really enjoyed bringing you interviews with the likes of meat scientist Dave Pethick and the hardcore carnivore herself, Jess Pryles, not to mention many, many others. We've also heard the story of the ICMJ itself and how it's intrinsically linked to the meat and processing industries in Australia, as well as the careers of so many of its high flyers. For this, the final episode of Season 1, I'm going to take you inside the latest ICMJ event. You'll see how ICMJ engages, inspires, and trains the next generation of industry professionals, and how these events translate into real-world opportunities for attendees.
Definitely. I was on the phone to my parents earlier today and they asked me to describe the week in a couple of words and I said I'm feeling extremely inspired.
The carcass cut down yesterday.
Social networking and meeting new connections.
My favourite thing was probably the carcass cut down with teas.
I think it's a great place to talk to people and meet people and make those connections really. So
my favourite part of this week was meeting new people and making new connections around Australia.
I really appreciate the opportunity to refresh my knowledge of beef carcass evaluation.
The second annual Northern Conference was postponed last year, like so many other events, due to the pandemic. But the delay did nothing to lessen the commitment of the committee or the interest of attendees. While many joined the online events offered by ICMJ in 2020, committee, students and industry were all very excited to get back to face-to-face training and networking, all in a safe, socially distanced manner, of course.
So COVID-19 had a little bit of an effect last year, but you know, we got through that, we persevered, we still planned, we knew it was going to happen at one point in time, but it's really exciting to actually get here.
Ethan Mooney is the chairman of the ICMJ's Northern Conference Committee and operations manager at Tees Australia's Billawheeler plant.
So all we've always said is there's those gaps in the northern beef industry between, you know, what the knowledge is within our beef industry and what we're actually teaching and where people are getting lost to other industries. So if we can continue to have the events like these and partner with the great people that we have, with the sponsors in the north, people like Beef Australia, people like Rockhampton Regional Council, and the processes that we have here, we're just putting a group of people together in front of all of these students and industry leaders that are just going to give them the right direction and the right opportunities for them to succeed for us, for the beef industry.
Designed to meet the specific needs of the industry in the north, and with more focus on linking in with industry professionals than other ICMJ events, the Northern Conference again brought together all of the energy and vibrancy of the meat production and processing industry in the north of Australia.
The Northern Conference was certainly one that is developing just for the northern beef industry. We have a great program down with our national ICMJ down the south, however it's very much tilted towards our southern counterparts, so it's got quite a amount of pork, quite a amount of lamb, and then we have our beef component there, but having the northern industry, we get a great amount of interest from our northern counterparts, so people like AACo, Stanbroke, MDH, Elders, all of our northern processing partners as well. But what it does is it focuses and shines the light on the northern industry and what parameters or what special things or industry challenges that we need to do or overcome, and equips those attendees with the right information to attack those issues.
The four-day conference kicked off with a meet and greet sponsored by Signature Beef. General Manager Tess Cam says participating in ICMJ is mutually beneficial for industry sponsors and attendees.
ICMJ Northern Conference presents such a brilliant opportunity for youth from rural backgrounds in the Central Queensland area to gain access to the processing sector of the supply chain. And Signature Beef has got an exciting oncoming project with Signature on Farm in Central Queensland, so it's a great fit for us to be able to support an event locally and also have access to the recruits from the ICMJ. It's very rewarding to be able to connect people from rural backgrounds further along the supply chain. So we grew up on properties, we know the value and work ethic of people who grew up with this background and those who've chosen to come from other backgrounds into agriculture. So we see it as a great network to recruit from. It's an incredibly valuable sponsorship opportunity.
Days at the conference were full of guest speakers, upskilling attendees on industry trends and giving advice on career progression as well as hands-on training, including carcass breakdown, retail cut assessment, and primal identification. Nighttime events were allocated to networking, including the Northern Industry Exhibition and Careers Expo, sponsored by Beef Australia. I spoke to JBS Australia's Odette Brimblecombe during the event.
It's an excellent forum to engage yet another generation, and a generation that we will continually look to engage and employ, given our workforce of about 12,000 here in Australia alone, 325,000 worldwide. And as people move out of roles here in Australia and our business here in Australia, and as they retire, we are looking for the next generation to enter. And we've had a very constant flow of about-to-be graduates across a range of sectors, but mainly agri. And as the ICMJ committee started the evening by saying, beef and ag have become sexy again, so what better place to look and engage people that want to work for us? So our steps tonight have been all about, for every person that we've touched and spoken to tonight, is reaching out to me directly. I lead our talent and brand for the organisation. So undoubtedly there's going to be an abundance of emails and phone calls over the course of, I'd imagine, the next few weeks. And most importantly, it's about then ensuring that we've got those people in our talent funnel. And most importantly, trying to engage and employ as many of those people as we can. Here we are, an organisation that feeds people, but we're also an organisation that employs thousands and thousands of people on in such a diverse array of roles and employment types that really, at the end of the game, we are not only engaging the animal and ensuring that the animal has a very safe and careful experience, but it's the end product. And all those steps in that process lead to a whole abundance of roles.
There's also no denying that the ICMJ's Career Expo events have converted in the past to many jobs and opportunities for attendees.
My name is Matthew Richardson and I'm a Beef Extension Officer with the Department of Agriculture here in Rocky. So I did the Northern Conference and went down to Wagga Wagga in 2019. So, it was real good. Met so many people. It was just a great experience, really. Obviously I met the DAF Rocky crew and they, met them for the first time and obviously must have liked me a little bit. I ended up getting a job with them. So many contacts, like there's so many people walking around at the moment that I met there and like say g'day and you never know when you might run into them again or need them for something sort of thing. So sort of opens your eyes to all the sort of different types of jobs that you wouldn't typically think about. I suppose it just broadens your horizon a bit. Yeah, it's pretty cool to like sort of think, you know, I was here a couple of years ago and now I'm talking to the people that were, that's what I was a few years back. And
Laura Bignall, so I'm the sponsorship coordinator, one of the sponsorship coordinators with ICMJ for this year, and also I'm the project environmental manager at Tees and Villawheeler. I went to University of New England and completed a Bachelor of Agriculture in 2019. I came with the UNE team in to compete at the inaugural competition here in Rockhampton. It was through the Careers Expo that I made the connections to secure my job with Tees and Villawheeler, working as a graduate enviro. Yeah, so the experience I had here was very rewarding. I definitely think it's something that I would recommend to anybody. It's a very rewarding event, both for students and for companies. So there's been a number of companies from the inaugural 2019 event who had graduates start with them. Luckily, and I was lucky enough to be one of them myself, I was very upfront with everybody that evening about what I was wanting to do. I was very keen to work in the environmental sector and I talked to the right person at the right time, really. So since starting with Tees as a graduate enviro, I've also taken on a secondary role with the project management in the maintenance department. So that's install of infrastructure and other technology within the plant. So my advice for people coming out of uni is to be very direct with people. So if you come to an event like this and you want to work in genetics and there's genetics people here, be very upfront and say, this is the industry I'd like to work in, and get as much information as you can from the people because they're very valuable resources, whether it's the contacts you made or the information you learn from them within this conference that you'll cherish.
The final day of the conference kicked off with a beef judging competition at Tees Australia's Lakes Creek plant, followed by an introduction to the latest in livestock technology research from CQU's Belmont Research Station. The day, and indeed the whole event, culminated that night in the 2021 ICMJ Northern Conference Awards Dinner, sponsored by NH Foods.
I love the speeches, really. I learned so much from it. There's just a wealth of knowledge in this room right here.
The carcass breakdown was great, very informative.
I think the experience that we got from the mentors, both involved in the industry and our university lecturers that were here to help us.
Plenty of praise there from the 2021 attendees. And if you missed out this year, don't worry, because the committee chairman, Ethan Mooney, says this event will be staying on the calendar for coming years.
100%. We're locked in and we're ready, you know, to keep our sponsorship going, to keep our platinum sponsors, AMPC and MLA, a part of this and continue well into the future.
And that brings us to the end of this episode and of this season of Chiller Room Secrets. This podcast is an initiative of the Australian Intercollegiate Meat Judging Association. ICMJ is a not-for-profit association which aims to provide opportunities for students to learn, building the pool of intelligent young meat industry representatives into the future. ICMJ does this through a series of events across Australia and overseas. For more information, head to the website icmj.com.au.